To find out more about today's topics, go to travelbagswithanita.com. Now, back to the show on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.
Georgia. Georgia. The whole day through.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on WDUN AM 550. We have joining us now Natalie Dupree, and it is such an honor, Natalie, to have you here with us today. Welcome to Travel Bags.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Now, you can get some pretty mean shrimp and grits in Savannah, too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And in Georgia, because certainly the coast has spread the word. And there are a lot of good grits in Georgia as well.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting some good ones from Callaway Gardens.
Oh, really?
Years ago that they had milled specially for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are good grits up in Mount Vernon. Plantation still makes their own grits. There's an old mill up in Virginia, mm-hmm. where called the Old Mill, where they've been making grits ever since I was a girl when I grew up there. So there are lots of places for good grits around.
And I'm sure that I know Doc Bill, my husband, has scouted out quite a few of those because we've gone to some of the grits mills around up in the Georgia mountains.
We even have a blue grits up in the mountains.
Oh, yeah. And they have a lot of blue grits down in Texas. Of course, there's a lot of debate in this house about whether or not Texas is part of the South.
Yes.
But when it comes to grits country, it certainly is grits country.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they eat grits, we can count them in with the Southerners.
That's right. That's right. Even if it is another country.
That's right. That's right. Well, Natalie, you were just nominated for another James Beard. I know you have received two for your cookbooks in the past.
Yeah.
And you were just nominated for a third one. So tell us a little bit about your new cookbook.
Well, this is called For Mastering the Art of Southern Cooking. And it weighs 6 pounds, and it's 700 and some pages.
Ooh.
And has, you know, 700 or so more variations.
Mm-hmm.
Every recipe has a couple of variations. And so it's really got a lot of recipes and a lot of information. It's got to do with the recipes that are here that are most often used, little bit of history, like the fact that there were Chinese here,
mm-hmm.
for instance, like the fact that there were Italians here many years ago that grew olives, and so it tries to give the whole feeling of the South. It's kind of a crazy thing, you know. The South is bigger than France and Italy combined, and
that's true.
Yet when they talked about Southerners, they try to make it like there's just one type of person.
Mm-hmm.
So
that is true.
So in one type of cuisine, and I wish they would understand that we're as complex as Italians or the French in the same amount of territory.
That is very true.
So that's part of what I've included in here is it's not just frying okra, but also roasting it and then cooking it with tomato, and how smart those people were that first put it with tomato.
Mm-hmm.
Who thought of that? Well, it's because the acid takes the mucilaginous quality off the okra, just like baking it does.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty neat, because if you find, go to the Georgia coast with a lot of the Geechee and Gullah, you'll find a lot of okra recipes that have no tomato in them, like okra and shrimp, okra and oxtail, and it's just unique.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There is just nothing better than okra and shrimp. I love the two together. I love the two together.
Mm-hmm.
But usually you'll see it has a little acid in there, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because that acid kind of takes off that coating that so many people don't like. And, of course, then there are the gumbos. Well, okra means gumbo.
Right, that's correct.
That's exactly right.
That's the actual African word, or one part of Africa. Africa is just like the South, you know. People say Africa like it's one place.
That's true, that's true.
And here's this humongous continent, you know, with a lot of different cuisines of its own. and And so so it's all of that, all of cuisine is much more complex than people want to make it.
That's very true. Well, Natalie, what's the name of your new book?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mastering the Art of Southern Cooking.
And how can people get that? Is it available now?
Oh, yes, it's been out since November. Yeah. Came out last year to get the nomination this year for the James Beard Award, which will be awarded in May if we win. And it's available just everywhere, Amazon or Barnes & Noble, certainly all of the independent bookstores that we all love so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, you can get it anywhere. And they'll ship it out.
Will have a lot of those great pictures in it that your books have in it?
Not as many pictures as you might think, because there's so much information packed in there.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever anything's difficult to do or tricky, you know, then we have a picture of how tricky it is. Because what we tried to do was to stress the techniques in Southern cooking.
That sounds excellent. That's the
main part of it. So you're more liable to see a boned chicken. But talking about it, it's for instance, chicken, a lot of people say they can't fry chicken. And that's so pitiful because, but it's not their fault. It's because the chickens got bigger on us.
That's true.
You used to be able to get one chicken in a frying pan, particularly if you cut off the backbone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now people don't even know how to cut up a whole chicken. So they go to the grocery store and they buy parts. And they say, well, the recipe calls for a 3.5-pound chicken cut up, so I'll buy 3.5 pounds of chicken. I guess that makes sense. Except that, you know, they might have a chicken leg from one chicken that weighed 3.5 pounds, and then a chicken leg from a chicken that weighed 4.5 pounds. And those chicken legs have never seen each other before. They're complete strangers till they get in that package.
Right, until they get in the package or the frying pan.
Yeah, and so under the Cryo Act, that's right. So there they are. And of course, they're not going to cook at the same amount of time. And on top of that, a leg, you know, a few legs and parts that weigh 4 pounds are not the same as, they're not the same size as 4 pounds of chicken parts, because a whole chicken has, you know, where the rib is and has
right.
a lot of mm-hmm. lightweight stuff on it that holds the legs and the arm, the wings on. So then you start to fry it, and my goodness, you never can get it done. And there's nothing worse than having a bunch of people waiting for fried chicken and the chicken either being burned or raw.
Being raw.
And that's what happens when you get too big a piece.
That's absolutely true. And Natalie, all the things that you're saying, I can exactly see why you were teaching at Rich's. So, Natalie, this has been such a pleasure. Let me say just a big thank you again, and I know Bill wants to add one as well.
Again, it's been a pleasure meeting you and talking to you.
And how can people get in touch with you? Can they just go to your website?
Yep, nataliedupree.com.
That sounds great. Thank you so much, Natalie. This is Travel Bags with Anita at WDUN AM 550. We'll be right back in a few minutes.